The children of chemtrail whistleblowers are now in the crosshairs, stalked, threatened, and in at least one case, found dead in their own bed. This isn't rumour, this isn't internet gossip. This is what happens when you dare to expose one of the most heavily guarded operations on the planet. The people running the chemtrails programme can feel the walls closing in. They know the public is waking up, and panic turns dangerous people into monsters. They've escalated from intimidation to harassment to destroying lives. And now they've crossed the final line, harming innocent children. The question is, what are they hiding that's so dark, so explosive, that they're willing to kill to keep it buried? Before we dive in, a quick word about our partner, VP.net, the next generation of private browsing. VP.net is the only VPN designed with true zero-logging architecture. That means, unlike other VPNs, it literally can't track you. So even if governments or bad actors come knocking, there's nothing to hand over. It's that simple. Your data stays yours, period. Instead of protecting the people, why are we poisoning them? That's the question chemtrails whistleblower Kristen Megan began asking, and it nearly cost her everything. Kristen wasn't just another voice on the internet. She was an environmental specialist for the US Air Force, with direct access to what few outsiders ever see, the toxic materials tied to geoengineering projects. When she started asking the wrong questions, the silence was deafening, until the threats began. Not just against her career, but against her family and her children. Because on a system built on secrecy, the most dangerous thing you can do is tell the truth. And when she finally spoke out publicly, this is what she said.
My job in the US Air Force was working in bioenvironmental engineering. Part of my job in tracking the health hazards was to look at any time someone wanted to buy a chemical. It was ordered through a system. And in that system, I had to go in there and say, you know, the country we're in, we're not allowed to use this. We need to substitute it out with something a little less hazardous. I want to say around 2006, I started kind of opening my eyes to how the military wasn't really what I thought it was. And people approached me knowing what I did for a living and said, have you ever heard of chemtrails? Well, I hadn't. So I went online and I looked at chemtrails. I saw a lot of, you know, debunking, a lot of sites that were just kind of calling it a conspiracy theory. And I thought, well, geez, this is what I do for a living. Preventive health, making sure that people are not getting sick. To summarize it, in an attempt to debunk this conspiracy theory as I thought it was, I didn't debunk it. It literally changed my life.
Kristen was terrified by what she was uncovering, but she refused to look away. Driven by courage, she dug deeper, investigating the very programs that she was part of. She ran her own air and soil tests, and the result confirmed her worst fears. She hadn't been protecting the public, she had been helping to poison them. Here's how she describes that moment of realization.
One day I was going through that computer system, which if you want to look it up, it's called an Air Force Form 3952. It is the approval of hazardous materials. I was finding tons and tons of large quantities of aluminum, barium, strontium in the forms of oxides and sulfates. One of the legal requirements in approving these is looking at what used to be called the material safety data sheet. On that sheet, it's going to list the manufacturer. These electronic MSDSs did not have a manufacturer name, so I asked the question, what is this being used for? I never got an answer, so I didn't approve it. And then the heat came down. Why aren't you? Are you behind on your 3952s? And at that point, my demonization began. Because I thought, you know, if this is real and they are spraying this, it's going to get to the ground. So I conducted air sampling, I conducted soil sampling, and I was getting high levels of these contaminants.
When Kristen tried to blow the whistle, she slammed into the full force of a system built not to protect the people, but to shield the criminals at the top. It's a familiar pattern. Deny the evidence, discredit the witness, and label them as crazy. But Kristen didn't back down. She stood her ground. And that's when the threats came. Not just against her, but against her own children. Listen to how they tried to silence her.
When I started asking the question again under a new commander, I never in my life thought I would have somebody look me in the face and tell me, I am questioning you. Is there something wrong with you? You've been looking really depressed lately. You know I can put you under mental evaluation for up to 120 days. Who would take care of your daughter? As soon as I heard that, I knew. And I thought, I've spent 9 years of my life trying to protect human health. And here we are, violating law after law after law. Instead of protecting the people, we are poisoning the people. And that geoengineering is occurring, it's been occurring, it is not new, and your tax dollars are funding this.
Kristen says the cover-up isn't hidden in the shadows anymore. It's right in front of us. An entire industry, thousands of people across the US, pilots, engineers, scientists, all playing their part in the same machine she once worked for. They know the truth, and many are desperate to speak out. But they've seen what happens to the ones that do. They've seen what happens to their children. And that fear keeps them silent.
I've had pilots come forward. I've had people come forward that actually load the canisters on the planes. These people don't come forward because they are afraid that they're going to end up like Snowden. So many people want to ask why. Why is this occurring? From weather modification to weather weaponry. There's numerous reasons under Agenda 21 and tons of theories. So I just want everyone to know and understand that of all things, of all the freedoms that we are losing, geoengineering is the number one issue that we are facing. Because you can have guns and money and you can have everything. If you don't have food and water and you are dying of respiratory or neurological illnesses, what does it matter?
Kristen isn't the only one who's been targeted. Since Robert F. Kennedy Jr. formed the Chemtrails Task Force earlier this year, the retaliation has become more ruthless and more personal. This is a program capable of waging weather and biological warfare on unsuspecting populations. And those running it will stop at nothing to protect their control. In one case, the day before a whistleblower was scheduled to testify in a closed-door session with Kennedy's task force, his young daughter was found dead. And the psychopathic manner of it left investigators shaken. It was a message, a warning. And after the break, we'll look at why these warnings are becoming more frequent and what they reveal about the secret still being kept from the public. Brooke Burke. Yes, the fitness legend from Dancing with the Stars hit 50 and got blindsided. Unexplained weight gain, muscle loss, and energy tanked. Sound familiar? The system is happy to let women waste their time and money following fad diets and big pharma fixes that absolutely don't work. Realizing this, Brooke flipped the script. She found one simple thing, biohacking with a specific protein that made her leaner, stronger, and healthier than ever. At 53, her abs are tighter than over a decade ago. She calls it her secret weapon, and it's not some nasty pill or expensive scam. She's spilling all the secrets in a free video that recently went viral. Her method takes less than a minute a day and doesn't involve any insane diets. Want the truth? Visit tonyprotein.com/TPV. Links below. That's tonyprotein.com/TPV. Watch it now for the no bullshit truth about weight loss that Big Pharma absolutely doesn't want you to know about. For decades, shadowy agencies inside the US government have been using the military to spray heavy metal particulates into the skies above us. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has publicly named DARPA as one of the agencies behind the spraying. And the Chemtrails Task Force he assembled to expose the operation has now expanded its investigation right into the halls of the Department of Energy. For anybody still clinging to the idea that the military isn't involved, we have the receipts. As whistleblower Kristen Megan explained, the vast majority of people working on these programs don't fully grasp the bigger picture. They follow orders, handle the materials, maintain the equipment, without realizing what they're truly contributing to. But that's starting to change. The truth is leaking out. And as more insiders begin to wake up, those at the very top are growing desperate and more ruthless than ever. Geoengineering researcher Dane Wigington has captured undeniable evidence. Military-owned jets, caught in the act, unleashing toxic payloads of biological agents into the atmosphere above population centers. This isn't speculation. This is happening right now over our heads.
The three jet aircraft visible in this film footage are C-17 Globemasters. The only entities that possess these aircraft, C-17s, are military. What you see occurring in this video are U.S. military cargo tanker aircraft dispersing materials into the atmosphere. We're officially told by government agencies and by the entire science community that climate engineering operations are only a proposal. We are told that if climate engineering, geoengineering, solar radiation management programs were to be deployed as a last-ditch measure against the unfolding climate collapse, that it would be done with jet aircraft that would spray tens of millions of tons of reflective, toxic, heavy metal and polymer particulates into the atmosphere annually. We're told this atmospheric spraying, if it were to be deployed, would look exactly like what we are already seeing in our skies. Yet, we are told that what we are seeing, we are not really seeing. How long has the U.S. government been experimenting with and developing methods to spray particulates into the skies? For nearly 100 years. As this patent for artificial cloud creation from the 1920s reveals, and as the nearly 100-year-old biplane spraying demonstration makes clear. Even now, as our skies are so often crisscrossed with lingering, expanding emissions from jet aircraft geoengineering dispersions, sometimes covering the entire horizon, we're emphatically told by all official sources that climate engineering operations are, as stated earlier, only a proposal, and that anyone who says otherwise is a, quote, conspiracy theorist. Question: what are we to believe? The official lies pushed on us by an ever more desperate power structure, or what we can see with our own eyes? The ongoing global climate engineering solar radiation management operations are nothing short of weather and biological warfare against completely unsuspecting populations all over the world. We're told geoengineering programs are our last hope to slow down the unfolding climate collapse. But after over 70 years of the covert climate engineering onslaught, all available data makes clear that man's attempt to play God with Earth's climate and life support systems is, in reality, further fueling the climate collapse overall.
The operations aren't hidden in the shadows anymore. They're hiding in plain sight. But speaking out comes with a cost. One whistleblower told us what happened after they went public. The phone ringing at all hours, cars parked for days outside their home, unfamiliar faces at the bus stop watching their children. But then the threat stopped being subtle. The message was unmistakable. Stop talking, or your family will suffer. These aren't idle threats, they're promises. And history shows those who ignore them rarely get a second chance. According to a member of RFK Genius Chemtrails Task Force, there are hundreds of people desperate to tell investigators what they know. But fear is winning for now.
People think this is all theory, just internet noise. But I'm telling you, the fear in the industry right now is real. I've been inside those rooms. I've seen the briefings. They know the public is waking up, and it's making them reckless. Since we launched the Chemtrails Task Force, we've had people come forward with flight logs, internal memos, procurement contracts for dispersal materials, but almost every single one of them has paid for it. An Indigo pilot from Arizona sent us photos of tanks being loaded onto military jets. 2 days later, his house burned to the ground while he was out buying groceries. Fire investigators never found a cause. Another whistleblower, an aircraft mechanic, had been documenting nozzle modifications on KC-135 Stratotankers. The night before his testimony, he called me, terrified. Said a black SUV had followed his wife home from work. The next morning, his wife's car was found at the side of a highway, empty. She hasn't been seen since. And then there's the one I can barely talk about. A systems analyst, one of our best sources, had been tracking aerosol dispersion patterns tied to military flight schedules. The night before she was due to testify in a closed-door session with the task force, her young daughter was found dead in her bed, her head resting neatly on her pillow as if she'd simply fallen asleep. No signs of struggle, no explanation from the coroner. Just a nightmare made real. This isn't just intimidation. This is terror as a tactic, and everyone in the industry knows it. That's why the air is so thick with fear right now, because they've seen what happens to the ones who don't play along. And I'll tell you this. If you think they won't hurt children to protect the program, you're wrong. I've seen the proof. I wish I hadn't.
The only way this terror ends, the only way to stop the mass poisoning of our skies, is if the truth gets out. Across the country, state legislatures are finally stepping up, introducing bills and resolutions to expose and disrupt geoengineering and atmospheric spraying in the skies. But here's the catch. States' law can't touch the skies where these jets operate, just beyond their jurisdiction, but well within plain sight. This hasn't stopped the resistance. The Chemtrails Task Force is calling on every single one of us to act. If you see suspicious activity in the sky, film it, photograph it, and track the flight patterns. Collect rainwater or soil samples if you can. Then upload everything to social media, especially X, with as much detail as possible. Tag the location, the time, the date. They're using this geotag data to map exactly where the operations are happening. And the patterns are exposing far more than the perpetrators want revealed. The more evidence we gather, the harder it becomes for them to deny it. And make no mistake, they're not even hiding anymore. The global elites are openly boasting that geoengineering, what we've called chemtrails for decades, is cheap, effective, and powerful enough to reshape the planet itself, block out the sun, cool the atmosphere, and trigger a controlled climate collapse, even a manufactured ice age.
Bill Gates has some plan to stop global warming and like shoot particles into the air to block out the sun. And people are like, hey, do you know how many people are on Earth? You can't just come up with that idea and try it. Like, what about the rest of us?
This you all need planet. Vitamin D.
But imagine being so ridiculous. You're so wealthy that you think, oh, I could just block the sun.
If this isn't the moment to wake up, then when is? They're counting on us to react the same way we did during the COVID playbook. Scared, obedient, and unquestioning. They're wrong. We know their spraying is driving cancer rates through the roof and fueling a new documented illness now called chemtrail-associated proliferative disorder. We know they're experimenting with airborne delivery systems for self-spreading vaccines. And the evidence is no longer deniable, it's overwhelming. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has vowed to bring this crime to light and hold every single perpetrator accountable. And it's our job to make sure he has the evidence, the backing, and the pressure to see this promise through to the very end. Here at The People's Voice, we're determined to continue exposing the crimes of the elite, but we need your help. Subscribe to the channel, tell your friends and family about us, and join the People's Voice Locals community for exclusive and uncensored content. We can't do it without you.